Hello gamers, and welcome to the Super Ultra Podcast Arcade, episode 152. I'm your host, Dominic Stallworth, and with me is my co-host, Daniel Nicholson. What's going on,
man? What's up, man? Not much.
Yeah, it's been alright, Rick. It's been alright. We had some really hot days, man. Feel like over 100.
Oh, yeah. It's been gross.
I don't know how it's supposed to be this weekend. I mean, I know it's still going to be pretty hot, but I don't know how hot. I'm going to be inside, so that's all right.
That's my...
Well, actually, not that hot. It's only going to be 87 today. Compared to, that's what, the high 90s, early in, like, in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're in the bowels of summer.
Mm-hmm.
We only got.
I can't wait to be shit out the other side.
Maybe probably equal amount of 2 months, maybe you want to say, because like even September it'd be warm some days, get hot some days. But so, yeah, it's. I'm been all right. It hasn't been too terrible for me, even though I don't like summer anymore. It hasn't been. Too hard on me.
Once you're not worried about school, it's all downhill from there.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so yes, again, some news. Anything big happening around the world, man? I know. Oh yeah, Trump went to Russia and he told them off.
He told them off.
Yeah, he told them. He asked the hard questions. He asked them,
did you do it? And then they said no. And he said, okay, cool. Let's be friends now.
He knows how to read. He knows how to tell what liars are. He can just ask a simple question. So, and he figured, they're telling the truth. Mm-hmm. He's a lie detector. He's a human lie detector. Even though, I mean, technically, if they did do something, they helped him. So what, what did people expect him to do?
go in there and start bombing them. Shoot up the place.
So you helped the wrong guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, whatever. Other than that, I don't really know what else has been happening. I haven't been paying attention to a lot of news, really. Not even a lot of sports news, either. No? I know... Actually, I have to look up as I'm talking now if Venus Williams won. Because she was in the finals. And she is playing as we speak.
Oh. That's interesting.
So, maybe by the time we end this podcast, maybe that match will be over. But she was ranked number 10, and the girl who she's going against is ranked number 14. And I will not even try to pronounce her name, because I don't want to offend her. but, yes, Venus, man, there, she's doing it. She's the oldest... She's got to be the oldest tennis player. I don't think anybody's... Excuse me. Well, anybody in the who's ranked is older than her. So, man, she's doing it. She's doing it. Even though Serena's out because she's pregnant. But, I mean, still. It's still great. It's still good for her.
Yeah.
What else is happening in sports? I know baseball had the All-Star game. I don't know because I didn't watch. And I did not watch the Homeworld Derby either. I know a Yankee won. Judge, who is pretty damn good, and he is huge. He's like 6'5", 250 plus, I know. There's something high 200s. Like, the guy is huge. And he was knocking those balls out. He hit a ball 500 plus feet, man. It was ridiculous. And he won. I heard that was pretty fun. But I didn't watch that either. And also a game, I think the American League won. Yes, the American League did win.
Yeah.
And I think Jonathan Scope he got a hit and he got a run for the Orioles.
Nice.
But other than that, I didn't really pay it. I didn't watch it. I didn't really care because not a lot of Orioles went. And also they changed the rules. This year, so the winner does not count towards who gets home field
in
the World Series. yes, they went back on that. They realized that maybe it's not that good. It's not a good rule. I mean, thing to set. I mean, they're trying to make the All-Star game important, but I guess they feel like that hurts them more than it should. Well, it hurts.
I kind of like that idea.
Oh, you can. Oh, you're well. You're not even a real baseball fan, so shut up. Your opinion means nothing.
That's why I like that idea.
I don't. But then, to me, home field doesn't matter for me. Like, it's really just the ballpark. It depends what ballpark you have and what players you have. If you go to a hitter's ballpark, I don't care if it's home or away. If you have the better hitting team, then it's better for you.
Yeah.
Like, and vice versa. If it's a pitcher's ballpark, and their other team, the away team, has a better pitching staff than yours, they're going to have a better bad chance of your field than you are. So it's not like football or even basketball. Like, crowds don't affect baseball like those sports.
Mm-hmm.
Even basketball, I guess you can feel the momentum. Maybe people say you feel the energy, I guess, you know. But baseball, I mean, you could argue that too, but I don't think so. Because I've seen it plenty of times where I think the Yankees should lose. And they park and they still win. And I've seen teams that supposedly like that are, I mean, that they're in the other person's park and they just still dominate. I mean, I don't know. I don't think home field advantage in baseball is definitely not as good as the other sports. Like, it really pertains to what type of team you have. Because like you were discussing how you were saying like, hey, baseball parks are all different. Like, yeah. How there's, yeah, and I think that's what it is. It just pertains to what
kind of. It's just so weird because it's like you keep the bases all the same, which makes sense, but like, why have, you know, 500 feet over this wall, 485 on this wall, and then it's different between all the ballparks? It's,
yeah.
Makes no sense.
Why don't you keep the, like, I guess the dimensions all that's, like, the overall dimension, or I don't know what the,
I don't, yeah, know if there's a conference or whatever.
It's all the same, but it's just different. Like, they compensate for those long distances and those short ones. Like I said, with Boston, that's where they got the Green Monster, because it's short distance out there, but you have to hit it over the Green Monster.
See, but that brings in another thing. Like, it can be the same, like, circumference. Excuse me. But then what about, like, heights of the walls? Can I make it 80 foot tall? Or does that?
I think there's a rule on that, too. Yeah, there's a special rule for that. I just don't know it. But there is a rule. And then at the end of the day, who gives a fuck? this
we do, because we're talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, but. It's nobody cared enough that they changed it. They changed it so that, you know what, everything has to be the same. Nope. They want that distinct feeling. They say it's special. So I just have to accept that.
I mean, they can still do all the fancy. They can still have a waterfall in the middle of the outfield. You just have to have it a little closer to the pitching mound.
No, they don't want that. You want the waterfall closer to the pitching mound.
Yeah. I want it right behind them, honestly. Can I put stuff in the middle of the field? Can it be like when you have like different courses on video games where it's like it's kind of the same field, but then you have like bumpers in the middle or something like that?
I remember one time
doing it like that.
I don't know which ballpark did it, but when the Spider-Man movie was out, they had Spider-Man bases.
Yeah, I do remember that.
But I don't remember anything else doing that. Like, nobody else doing some type of promotion like that.
Mm-hmm. Haven't they done like pink bases before for breast cancer?
I don't, pink bases? Maybe. Maybe they did. I know they do pink bats.
Spidey MLB bases scrapped after protest. Really? Protest?
Was this for the recent one or the one before?
This is from 2004.
Okay, that's the one, yeah. Yeah, because they're messing up, you're messing up, the national pastime, Daniel.
Oh, whatever. Sell out. You're already selling out. It'll be like 2 weeks before you start having ads all over your uniforms.
And then they should
just like everybody else does.
Yeah, get the blacks and get the blacks and Spanks out of here too, because that's not a national pastime.
Guess what? People need to start hitting more home runs.
All right, so what else is happening in the sporting world? I know NBA people are getting a lot of money. We got a player, Otto Porter, on the Wizards, who's got paid a lot of bank. Don't ask me what it is, because I don't know. But yeah, I just know.
Does he deserve it? Does anybody on the Wizards deserve it?
Well, the question is, I mean, the answer is that it's the market now. Like, players are getting paid a shitload now. Like, so even the best player, John Wall, because he got his contract so earlier, he didn't get it where it's to the point where it is now, where people are just getting paid a ridiculous amount of money. What we consider ridiculous, but this is where the market is now.
They don't consider it enough.
And what you got to ask yourself, like, then how much the owners are getting paid? They're getting paid a lot of money too then, apparently, if they get paid these players. And I want to know, like a guy said, he thinks at some point it can't just keep going up. It has to, something's going to go, he thinks something's going to fall flat. Like something's going to go wrong with this. It's going to come by crashing down or whatever with these high payrolls. But it really comes down to like you as the consumer, the guys who goes to the games. Are you willing to pay these prices? Like, as long as you're willing to pay the prices of going to those games, paying for the parking and all that nature, paying for the food, this is totally justified for them to get paid this much because they're getting that much. And plus with the TV deals and commercials, I mean, they're getting all this money, you know, coming in. Mm. All this revenue. So, yeah. You can say, yeah, the players, are they getting overpaid? I guess overpaid into the aspect of, like, should a basketball player get paid this much? But not into the point where how much that team is making, no. And actually, it's probably, if you look deep down into it, they're probably still getting paid underpaid. You know? Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about, not on the podcast, but LeBron was talking about how Steph Curry wasn't making enough when he re-signed his contract.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, it's like the team got bought for a certain amount and like a couple hundred thousand or something. And then it's worth like 3 million or maybe it was a couple million. And then now it's like a couple billion or something like that. And it's like, yeah, like ratio wise, the amount of money that Steph Curry has probably brought into that team, he probably deserves a lot more. But you also have, you know, upper limits on those figures.
So. Yeah. So, I mean, if you enjoy this product, you feel what it is, you okay with that, then, yeah, they're going to get paid that. I mean, that's just how it's been for a while. Now, I wanted to go come out crashing down. I think it's just horrible. Or at least tell us the truth and tell us that y'all been fixing these fucking games. And tell us this is wrestling.
They're absolutely never going
to
tell you that.
Exactly. I'm going to have to have some investigative reporter do it. It's probably been a couple that probably died, got killed off. They probably got killed or something. They couldn't never get the truth out. What else is going on? I haven't been paying attention to football. Like I said, I haven't really been paying attention to a lot of sporting news. Let me see what the Mystics were doing. I did look them up yesterday, but I totally forgot what they did.
Because they're totally forgettable.
Yes. And they did win. God, wait a minute. Were they on a break? Because last time I talked about them, they were, I said 10-8, right? Because I said they were 10-5, and then they lost 3 games, 10-8. They're 11-8. They only played one game since the last time I talked about them? What kind of schedule is this?
I know there was something going on with the WNBA. Like, they were live streaming a game on Twitter last night.
Was it an All-Star
game? So maybe there was, like, a big thing happening. Yeah, like maybe an All-Star game or something.
Yeah, this is totally, I have not really been following the women's basketball, so I don't know what the hell's been going on. No, it can't be. They're going to have an All-Star at the same time as baseball.
Yeah, that seems like a good idea.
Maybe they took a break too when baseball took a break. I don't know, but anyway, they only played one game and they won 72-58 against the Indiana Fever. Man, that's one thing. WNBA teams sound like baseball minor league teams. They're the same type of names.
lazy animal names.
What else? I think that's it. Any other thing happened? Stuck on ESPN. Oh, well, on this date today, July 15th, Cal Ripken. This is the anniversary of the two notable moments in Cal Ripken Jr.'s career. His breaking the shortstop home run record and his move to third base.
Oh. I would talk less about that second one, but sure.
Oh,
God yes. Damn you, Mike Bordick.
The, oh, well, Mayweather-McGregor, you know, going at it.
Yes.
Doing it like a media tour or whatever. It's been pretty funny.
Yes.
It's been pretty cool watching that. I hope the match turns out great. How do you think this match is going to go?
I don't know. Everybody seems to think that Floyd Mayweather is going to beat the shit out of him, which is probably a smart idea because he's essentially the best boxer in the world, and they're having a boxing match.
Yeah, not a fighting match, not a UFC match.
But people do say that like McGregor's got like strong hands, like he's a knockout artist. So if he could, you know, lay one into Mayweather's chin,
he one punch,
he
right?
has a chance. Yeah, so it'll be interesting. I mean, to me, I hope it actually like goes for a little while instead of just one of them, you know, doing something. But yeah, it seems like smart money's on Floyd Mayweather. But you know, just getting like you said, the media tour of those two guys, because both of them just talk shit, and McGregor especially is really really good at it. So. It's been fun watching some of that stuff. Seeing him show up in a pinstripe suit where the pinstripes are fuck you is pretty entertaining. That guy knows what he's doing to sell himself.
Oh, and I guess ESPN has that body issue out now, as they have every year, where they show the sports stars, some certain sports stars nude and stuff like that. That's always a big deal, which they like to show off on their website. They force it upon you, even though you don't might not want to see it. Yes,
I need the safe for work website.
Yeah,
it also looks like Venus is not doing particularly great right now.
Yeah, I see that. God damn it!
She'll come back. She'll make a comeback for us, Dominic. For America, she'll make it.
Exactly. All right. So, you got anything to say? Wasn't there a wrestling pay-per-view or anything? Balls of Fire?
Yeah. It was overall a pretty good show. Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe. I didn't think it was a particularly good match. I know people, I've heard a lot of people saying that they really enjoyed it. I liked that they made Samoa Joe look very, very strong. He attacked Brock Lesnar during their like intro, put him through the announce table immediately, and then pretty much spent half the match choking him out. And then Brock Lesnar, of course, gets in a couple of his suplexes. And then it just kind of ends with Samoa Joe choking him out. And then all of a sudden, Brock Lesnar gets him on his shoulders, F5, and it's over. I would have liked to see a little longer of a match. Also, I've talked about it before. I'm just tired of the Brock Lesnar shtick. Like, he literally has maybe four moves in his arsenal that he's going to do. He's going to do a bunch of suplexes. He's going to do the thing where he's got you in the corner and he rams you with his shoulder. He's going to do an F5. And he'll probably throw some knees into your face. And that's about it. I'm tired of Brock Lesnar. Unless he's going to do something. You know, when he had his matches with The Undertaker, like the Hell in a Cell, he was starting to do a little more interesting stuff. And it seems like unless he really cares, he's not going to do much that's very interesting. He's going to be at the next big pay-per-view, SummerSlam. Right now, it's not set, but rumors are that it's going to be a fatal four-way with him, Samoa Joe, Braun Strowman, and Roman Reigns, which will be – that should be a fine match because Brock Lesnar won't have to do very much because there are three other guys in there, two particularly Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe that can kind of carry that stuff. And then Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar can kind of be just the spectacles in the match.
How you feel about Samoa Joe?
I really like Samoa Joe, and what they're doing with him now is good. What they were doing with him when he was going against Seth Rollins, not so much.
Is he a Rock cousin too?
No. So okay. They actually kind of play that up, especially when him and Roman Reigns get, you know, into things. Like, Roman Reigns was like, I'm not calling you Samoa Joe, I'm just calling you Joe. Because I don't know how the lineage breaks down with Samoa Joe in relation to the rest of the family and branches of the family that permeate wrestling culture, but I think he's just not one of them. Oops. So he's not, you know, part of that lineage. He's not part of that family. He's just he's just a guy that happens to be Samoan, and they are actually doing kind of a good job with playing into that he's not Roman Reigns, he's not The Rock, he's his own guy. So they're doing a good job with him. I've liked what I've seen from him. I wasn't as familiar with his stuff from TNA, where he spent most of his time, but since coming to NXT, I've really enjoyed what they've been doing with him. That was pretty much the only thing I really want to talk about with that. Roman Reigns tried to kill Braun Strowman.
Stand next to Brock Lesnar.
Uh-huh.
Samoa Joe is 6'2", Brock Lesnar is 6'3". Maybe it's the way this camera angle is. Okay, it does. Okay.
Well, Samoa Joe looks a lot shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's because of the camera angle. I think when I see him closer, he looks a little closer.
I mean, I'm not sure. They might be, depending on where you're getting that height from, they might be inflating it for Joe. They tend to do that. And
yeah,
someone might have just picked that up on, like, Wikipedia or whatever, the Google results. Yeah, because Joe definitely looks like he's a little bit shorter than a guy like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, like noticeably. Because if he's really 6'2", he's 6'3", it shouldn't be that noticeable.
Nah, it should be a couple hairs, pretty much.
All right.
Yeah, that's all I've got for wrestling.
All right. So let's get into what we're watching. You can go ahead.
All right. So I watched Chips with my wife. She wanted to watch that. That's the new one with Dax Shepard.
She had a good taste. What's that? For some reason, I thought she had really good taste.
Why did you think that?
In the movie. I don't know. I think I forgot. Maybe my memory's messed. I'm getting mixed with somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, she does watch S.H.I.E.L.D. Never mind.
What's that?
She does watch. She did keep watching S.H.I.E.L.D. She kept watching S.H.I.E.L.D., so I should have known that.
Yeah. It was an all right movie.
Sure it was.
It was fine. It was fine. It was funny at times. It was a little weird. Michael Pena, apparently, like, I don't think they ever actually get to it, but I think he's like a serial masturbator because he's constantly having to go to the bathroom. And at a certain point, they're like, the other guy's like, so what are you doing in there? Like, do you have bowel issues? Like, I'll go to Walgreens and get you something if you need. He's like, no. And I don't know how they get to it, but eventually they get to the fact that he's masturbating in there.
What?
Yeah. I mean, this is playing off the Chip's name, but it's pretty much just a raunchy comedy. It's
man, I watched like, Chips. Like maybe Chips was like that.
No, I remember watching some Chips. It was not quite this raunchy. There were no boobs. There were no naked deck shepherds hitting Michael Pena in the face with his penis.
Oh God!
Which you don't actually see, but yeah, like Dax Shepard is like a retired extreme sports guy, and he's like constantly popping pills. And on rainy days, apparently his legs are real bad. So at one point, he wakes up and it's raining, and he can't get out of bed. And his wife is like banging some other dude, so she doesn't give a shit about him at all. And he has to call Michael Pena over to come help him because he's like trying to get over to the bathtub because the warm water will help. But he slips and he grabs a curtain and he falls down naked. And then he has to get Michael Pena to carry him into the bathtub. And then Michael Pena like trips over the curtain or something. And
yeah, he falls his dick
hits him in the face. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the whole time, like Michael Pena is supposed to be like, it seems like he's super anti, you know, like homophobic. So he's like, oh my God. And then that's kind of the point where they like laugh it off and then become best friends. It's really weird. Like at the beginning, they're like, they hate each other. And then of course, halfway through, he gets hit in the face with his dick. And then they're best
friends. Who's the other star? Is Owen Wilson in this?
No, it's Dax Shepard, who is Kristen Bell's husband. What has he been in?
Oh, him. Okay.
Yeah, he's like skinny Owen Wilson. Pretty much. What other... He was in Idiocracy. There was like a run there for a moment where it seemed like he was going to be something and then didn't go much anywhere. He was in Employee of the Month with...
He looked like Zach Braff's brother or something like that.
Yeah, he... Yeah, he definitely has that danger.
I mean, every time I've always seen him, he's looked like he was like I always think like he's like a Zach Braff kind of guy.
That is, we'll say that poor is a man, pretty but perfect I don't know how
good big Zach Braff is, so I don't know.
Yeah, and that's all I've watched this week. So what have you been watching, Dominic? All
right, so I did see Spider-Man Homecoming, and I really enjoyed it.
Right, what did you think?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was great. It's probably going to end up being my favorite Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I can't think of... I was trying to think of something that was better. And I can't.
High praise.
Honestly, can't.
Because before this, it was like... Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. It was all the movies that weren't really like superhero movies. And like Ant-Man. Like I like Ant-Man and Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, I like Captain America. I like Iron Man, the first one. And I was trying to think what was two that I was like, oh yeah, I didn't like that one as much. I liked it better than three, but I didn't like it as much. I like the character Thor, didn't like his movies. Maybe the next one would be good. I don't know. They're trying to sell me with the Hulk. I'm not going to fall for it.
We'll see. We'll see how much time he gets compared to the Hulk and what they do with all that, I would say.
And I did like Captain America. I like Winter Soldier, my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
which is another kind of getting away from the superhero stuff.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because he's really just running away. But still, I mean, he's still the star. And while Captain America 3, technically that's an Avengers movie to me. So that's why I don't really consider that a Cap movie.
Yeah.
I mean, that was fun. I mean, overall, it was fun. I mean, I really enjoyed it. It's up there. I liked it better than Avengers 2. I liked it better than Avengers 1. Yeah, I liked it better than Avengers 1. Avengers 1 was good. It wasn't great. It had those moments. But overall movie, I wouldn't say it was up there. I enjoyed it. Like, a lot of these movies are just that I enjoyed it, but I wouldn't, when I think about it, I'm like, did I love it, or did I like really, really like it so much? Like, I want to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
And as I get older, it definitely, it's not a lot of movies I do that. Now, Spider-Man Homecoming, I probably wouldn't mind seeing that again, but I'm not going to, but I wouldn't mind doing it. So I'm not spending money again. but it's a movie, like, when it does, like, when it comes to Blu-ray, I want to see it again. Like, a lot of these movies I don't. Like, I went to see Iron Man 1 again, like, maybe, what was it, last year? I think last year I watched it again. Because I was, like, watching some of the Marvel movies again, because it's been so long I've seen them that I was like, oh, let me just look at these movies again and see how they hold up. I was just curious. Yeah, I was kind of curious of that way. Like, it has to be years for me to do that. Like, it's not really many movies that I watch in theaters, then, like, 4 months later it comes on Blu-ray or DVD or whatever, digital, that I say, oh, I'm going to watch this again. Not many movies do that. But Spider-Man, I think I might, because that movie was done very well. The character, what's his name? Tom Holland? That's his name?
Yeah.
He did a good job portraying Peter Parker. That portrayal of Peter Parker is pretty good. I mean, it's very close to the comic books. And also his own style. I don't read the current comic books, so I don't know what it is now. But from what I've seen from the past, it's pretty damn good. The story was good. Michael Keaton played a good part in Vulture. And I like they finally... Oh, okay, spoiler warning we're going to put before the show. I do like he doesn't die at the end like a lot of these villains do.
I was so glad that he did not die.
Yeah. And I also like that he's not your typical, you know, black and white kind of villain, you know, just, oh, he's just evil. He's just a bad person. No, it's a person who's been down on his luck because he's been losing his jobs to the fucking government / Tony Stark. And
this rich asshole just keeps getting richer.
Yeah, so he said, look, I got to make my money off of this. We've been working, and like we got families. Mm-hmm. Now, he's selling his stuff to gangs, though, and they're using it. But you know what? Hey, it's the way he gotta make money, you know? Hey, at least he's not selling it to freaking Russia. He could have been selling this stuff to the Russians. He didn't do that. He kept it home.
Gotta keep it local.
Yeah. Now, the whole thing with them, they're not being a Mary Jane, but what is her name?
Michelle Jones, I think.
Yeah, that's a safe bet because that sounds black. Jones, but yeah. So and her revealing that it's MJ. Say people, my friends call me MJ. I was like, oh, they're doing that. Okay, that didn't bother me.
He goes, you have friends.
Yeah, and how, I like how she shows up everywhere and like. Is obviously he knows, like, she's following him. But I didn't mind that. I had no problem with them doing that. It's funny how things are okay when the movie's good. Certain things I'm okay with. Like, if this movie wasn't that great, I would have probably been like, oh, this sucks. They don't got a freaking real Mary Jane, and they're going to use this woman in this car, MJ, and just trying to get a black woman in there.
Which, I mean, they already did with Liz, who seemingly would have been Liz Allen, but then you find out maybe isn't/ could be, but has a different name. Not entirely sure how that worked out, but I did like that surprise that they have, too.
I don't know who the hell that is.
Liz Allen is like a very early girlfriend or love interest to Peter Parker in the comic books, like even before Gwen Stacy.
Well, yeah, well, I guess that's pretty cool. But yeah, I don't really know all the early history of Spider-Man. I also like the Flash. That was pretty cool how they had him. He's not like a jock guy, but he's still just a different type of bully. Yeah, well, douchebag, different type of bully, you know, just, yeah. So, I mean, which is still fitting. It's still fitting for this mm-hmm. universe. His friend, which I heard, it seemed like it's homage to more Miles Morales. What's his name? What's the guy's name?
Ned.
And I think in the comic, is his last name Lee? Or Lee, something for Miles Morales' friend? Because he kind of, I forgot what it was. Because that's what I was looking online to see what these characters, where were they in the comics. And I liked him. He was good. He was, overall this movie, I really had no disappointments, really. Yeah, I can't think of any big disappointments I had with the movie. Nope. And yeah, not a lot of the Tony Stark stuff was pretty good. It wasn't like a whole lot of, he wasn't there all the time.
Yeah.
It was fine. I didn't stay to the end, because when you told me what happened at the end of credits, I didn't stay for it. And I told the people I was with, I told them what you told me, and they said, yeah, it's not going to stay. I did like those Captain America PSA things, like for the gym class, and then for detention. And then I like how they, when the video kept going, you heard about the body. You said it's talking like a sex ed thing, it's sex education. I was like, oh god, I know he just had to hate doing that. you had nobody to fight. We're just gonna have you do these freaking videos for these kids.
And I like Hannibal Buress. He's like, isn't he like a war criminal or something?
Yeah, I know. So I have to play this video. I know. So even though I think he's like a war criminal now, but because that's what I was thinking. I was like, wait a minute, why are they playing a video of this? If place? I was like, what does it take? But technically, it takes place after, right? I said, because they did show that video and it'd be the stuff that happened at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Because, the movie starts... I love how the movie starts out with him freaking videotaping himself with his phone of him meeting Tony Stark and going to help them in the Captain America 3 movie. Like, he has his camera recording everything. Like, him fighting, helping the Avengers and fighting the other Avengers, I guess. I don't know what they call it now, but they... But fighting them, the Civil War, and him telling, like, all saying, oh, this is so awesome, this is so cool, and stuff like that. It was funny.
Yeah. And I liked Happy, like, who are you talking to? He's like, oh, I'm just doing voice
stuff. Yeah.
For these videos that I'm
Yeah, then he's in his room. He's in a room, like, next to Happy, because Happy is the one who basically brought him over. And Happy comes knocking on his door and saying, you know, these walls are really thin. These walls are really thin. Yeah, the movie was good. Man, the movie's great. It was great. It was a very enjoyable movie. It's easily the best Spider-Man to me, but I think it's the best Marvel movie thus far. So, hats off to them for that. And also for me to be disappointed because probably none of the other ones probably will top it until probably the next Spider-Man. But still my best superhero movie, still The Dark Knight, so... That has not been topped yet. It'd be very hard. Oh, I'm curious because a lot of people say Logan. Some people felt Logan was their best superhero movie. I can't say that. I really liked it. I can't say I enjoyed it more than Spider-Man, though. It's a different tone. I mean, so is Batman, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would probably compare Logan more to The Dark Knight than Spider-Man. I think for the happy-go-lucky superhero, I think Spider-Man is the best one, probably, for me. I can't think of... I'm trying to think of one. Daredevil. Or the... what was that old movie I saw as a kid? The Shadow?
What about The Phantom?
No, I never saw it.
No.
I just read the stupid comic in the Sunday paper.
In the paper.
Every time I read it, I'm like, man, nobody ever talks. I'm always reading the narration. It's like three freaking boards, like three freaking whatever you call it for the comic strip, squares, and then it's to be continued.
Yeah.
I'm like, God.
It's like, this story never actually goes anywhere.
No. So this is like the stories. This is like the freaking stories on the weekdays. They're in the same freaking room for like 5 months. I was seeing my mom watching the show, like, they were in that living room like 3 weeks ago. but yeah. Yeah, I gotta say, this was great. Really anticipating the next one. Very curious what Sony is doing with Venom. Like, if Spider-Man's not gonna be in it, what is this Venom then? I just feel like
he's gonna be an anti-hero.
And it's just like
they already announced his villain's gonna be Carnage.
Man, that just...
So they're just going straight forward, it seems like.
It's not even straightforward. I mean, if they don't... If Spider-Man, like, in this world, Spider-Man doesn't even don the suit, or is this even in the world of Spider-Man? Is it in the same universe?
I don't know. There was some flip-flopping, because the one Sony executive said, oh, yeah, it's in the same universe as Spider-Man Homecoming, and then Kevin Feige was like, not so much that.
So, if it's not in the same universe, then it's kind of good because I can separate it then.
Yeah.
But it is disappointing. I hope it's a good movie. I just have to look at it. I'm not going to look at it as a Venom movie now. I'm just going to look at it as something just totally different, because it's just not, I'm sorry. It's not Venom when you don't even have Spider-Man wear the black suit. You know?
Yeah. I mean, those two characters are so intrinsically intertwined. Like, it just doesn't make sense that, you just have Venom. I mean, I guess you could theoretically kind of do the same way they did with Homecoming, where you don't really... You just assume that people already know his origin and just pick up somewhere where he's maybe fighting crime, and that doesn't necessarily work for people who aren't familiar with the comic books. I don't know how that would play out for people, you know, just moviegoers. Obviously, with Spider-Man, you already have two series that have already explained that to death, so even people who aren't avid comic book readers might have, you know, already absorbed what the Spider-Man backstory is, you know.
Yeah.
Bit by a spider, Uncle Ben dies, and so on and so forth. But yeah, especially because Venom is kind of just the whole idea behind Venom is like, he's jealous of Spider-Man and he's following him around, and that's how he'd be. Yeah, it's going to be weird if they don't even acknowledge the fact that Spider-Man came before him.
But even if they acknowledge it, after me seeing this Homecoming, it just doesn't make sense. Like, where did that story even happen?
Mm-hmm. That's another thing, which does that then take the black suit off the table for Spider-Man Homecoming's universe? Because, you know, they kind of,
I think it kind of does.
The end of that movie, they kind of jump to the Iron Spider stuff.
Yeah.
Happens in the comic book with the Civil War, I would be kind of disappointed by that. Like, the Clone Saga stuff's not really good, but the Black Suit Saga stuff is really enjoyable.
The Black Saga, that was good.
Yeah. I would absolutely like to see that played out in this movie and this movie universe, like what they built. I mean, obviously, I think it would be better for that to happen maybe when he's a little older, but obviously you're going to have 2 years between each of these movies. Tom Holland's going to be 65 by the time number 3's out, because he's already 22 or whatever. But
you can fast forward. I mean, you can fast forward Tom.
Yeah.
And just make him a little grizzled on the face. So he looks like he's older.
Let him grow some stubble.
Yeah. What did I, I know I saw some, a couple previews, but the ones that stuck out with me was Black Tower, of course. I mean, I've seen that before, but mm-hmm. That looks really interesting, and I didn't even know it was Stephen King.
Yeah.
Also, Valerian, which...
What do you think of that?
Like, I mean, it looks nice, but it looks like I'm... It's like, is it... Movie that looks like it looks good, but it'll probably suck. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's like, it reminds me, it's like, is this going to be, what, Divergent or something? I don't know what it.
It has a very Divergent vibe to me. Like, yeah. The first time I saw that, before I knew what it was at all. Exactly. I was like, oh, this is one of those things, right? And then it's like, oh, no, it's based on this comic that's been going for like 80 million years now, and I was like, oh, okay.
I don't know. I mean, I'll wait 2 reviews to see how it is, and then I'll decide to go. But the movie I'm really waiting for is Dunkirk, which comes out the end of this month, and Planet of the Apes.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Tower, I think I might want to see, though. And is there anything else? I still want to see Baby Driver. Still want to see
that. Yeah. I hear good things about that. You know, when we saw Spider-Man, they played the Dunkirk trailer 2 times in a row, back to back. And there was an audible, in the theater. And
how does that happen?
I don't know. Like, after watching the trailer, like, I had seen that trailer before, but seeing that trailer again, I was like, I want to see this movie. And then it instantly played again, and even I was just like, I can't do this again. It just, that trailer feels so long. That's the only thing I'm concerned about with that movie, is the trailer feels long. So how long is the movie gonna feel if it's like this slow, deliberate pace?
I don't know. I never felt that from his movies.
Yeah, no, I know his movies tend to be on the long side, but I didn't have a problem with that with like Batman or Inception. I never really had that problem.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess some people stuff. Probably will, because some people did have, they didn't like Inception. Some people mm-hmm. felt too freaking, not really confusing, but it was too much of a mess. Well, some people found it confusing, but some people felt like it was a mess and things didn't make sense. Well, I thought it was pretty cool.
Absolutely.
I've always loved war movies. I've always been into war movies for a while. I think was the first one, even before Saving Private Ryan. I think I saw, Full Metal Jacket. I did see Platoon. Like, I don't know. I just, something about war movies I just like. And so I'm definitely want to see this. I hope it's pretty good. Because I like Christopher Nolan. I like most of his movies. Maybe. Damn, what was that movie called? One of his early ones, the memory one.
Oh, Memento.
Memento. I never did finish that movie.
No?
Nah, I never finished it. No, because I was watching a bootleg copy and something went wrong, so I never finished it.
Makes sense.
I enjoyed what I watched so far, even though I wasn't remembering stuff. Oh no! What are you supposed to do? You say what? But yeah, that's the big movie I really want to see before the summer's out. So I think anything else big coming out? Some movies I mentioned.
Can't think of anything off the top of my head.
No,
I don't think there were other trailers when I saw it that were super memorable.
A lot of horrible movies that came out this summer, though. You know, I didn't see them, but I'm just looking at the Rotten Tomatoes. A lot
of these sequels are horrible. That way.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep forgetting that Pirates came out.
Oh, yes. I did too.
Darn. All right, so what else have I watched? I watched Preacher. That was awesome. Great choreography fighting in there. And the story is all right. And you know what? I mean, as good as I am enjoying it, I don't know where is the story going. And I'm kind of happy with that, because it's like it's going to be very surprising for me.
Yeah.
Also, I've been watching Carmichael. Still funny as hell. I'll let you watch a snippet of it.
Yes, that was very enjoyable.
And I just love how they just talk about these topics that many shows on national network would ever talk about. And maybe that's why this is downfall. But actually, I don't think that's why this is downfall. I mean, look when it's coming on. I mean, it's coming on.
I was going to say, what night does that come on? And
I don't even
know.
But then it starts at the end of May when all shows ended their seasons.
Yeah.
So
that should be good for it, though. You got nothing else to watch. I can watch this now.
Oh, people, and I don't think a lot of people know. Like,
I was going to say, people probably just turned stuff off.
I didn't even know what was coming back.
Yeah, that's like I asked my wife the other day. I was like, when do shows come back? Because, like, we barely use Hulu when stuff's not on, you know?
Yeah, that means you should like, take a break for it for a few months and then bring it back in September.
Exactly.
I also watched the documentary of Dr. Dre and Jimmy Irons and Defiant Ones. It's called Defiant Ones. It's about their lives up to the point where they meet and then that big deal with Beats and Apple.
Yeah. And that's an HBO series, right?
Yes. And it's 4 episodes. It's already done. And it went 4 straight days. I watched up to the third. I'm at the third one now, in the middle of it. I'm up to the point where they first met each other with the Chronic album. And then Snoop Dogg did his album, Doggy Style.
Oh, yes, that.
And also they show Jimmy's life, of course, and how he was producing all these major rock stars who I know of. Never listen to music, though. Like Bruce Springsteen. I mean, I hear their music. I just don't listen to them regularly, but I hear them, I don't hate them. Like, I like Bruce Springsteen music. I like Tom Petty. And you too, I'd actually, the later ones, which probably the ones that people probably consider suck, but but I was watching you too when he was young and how he was climbing on top of the scaffold or wherever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, that man. Well, obviously he's not going to die because that was years ago. But, but I was like, what the fuck? It's like, what the fuck? I was like, oh crap, it'd be horrible if this man fell down to the concert. It's like, oh God. It's like, fuckers were crazy. But yeah, he's been a lot of big guys, man. And also, Stevie Hicks. He dated her, and South Park portrayal of her was not very accurate, I believe, because they had her as a goat on that show. And yeah, I was like, I don't know, I don't get the joke yet. I got to look that up now, because I didn't know who Stevie Hicks was as a kid, and I mean, I didn't know as an adult either. Like, I didn't listen to her music, so I was like, oh, maybe this is what maybe she sounds like a goat, maybe she sounds horrible. Or she looks like a goat. I don't know. But after seeing her, I saw that. Guess maybe later on she does. Maybe in later years she did.
Nah, I don't think she looks all very goatish.
No, I seen her in later years. I mean, they interviewed her.
Yeah,
she was there. So yeah, it's good. It's a good. It's done very well. It's done very well. A lot of stars are up there. The stars I named, they were there in an interview. Even on Dr. Dre's side, they had a lot of the rappers. Snoop Dogg was interviewed. Yella from NWA, Ice Cube, DLC. He was there. They even talk about everything. They talk about everything too. Even DLC's accident and everything, how his voice got like what it is. Yeah. Suge Knight wasn't there. He might have been locked up.
No. I'd still be locked up.
Yeah. I don't know. But he was in an interview, but of course, talked about him. I'm trying to think of anybody else. Anybody else? Like Steve Berman. You know, I always know him as working with Eminem, but of course he did shit before that. That's the only reason I know him. Like, yeah, it's a very well done documentary so far. I definitely recommend it. Definitely if you're into either one of those genres, rock or rap, or just knowing how that whole Beats Apple deal even. Like, who's behind it? If you didn't know, like,
you're into corporations.
How they do it. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I believe. Go ahead.
Nah, I just said that's awesome.
Yeah, I believe that is it. We've been watching, so we finally get to some video games. So, what you been playing, man?
Alright, so I finished off Shantae and the Half Genie Hero. That was pretty all right. I'm still having a little trouble. Just like they give you so many transformations, and half of them aren't even necessary for anything. Yeah.
So what's and the half genie thing? Game, what's going on with that? Why is she's a half genie?
Yeah, because like her mother was a genie, but she's not, or her dad wasn't, or something. I don't know. It's something about the story. Like she is the half genie, and then I think at the beginning of the game she's replaced because she's not doing her job of protecting the town by another half genie. That was kind of weird because you don't even like you think that other genie is going to be like the antagonist throughout the game, and
yeah,
I think you see her like one more time in the game, and you don't ever see her again. That was kind of weird because, spoilers, Risky Boots is the villain that you fight yet again because she apparently is the villain in every single one of these games.
Yeah, I was about to say, that name sounds familiar.
Yeah. But yeah, because the last Puss one was Boots. Like Risky's Revenge.
I was thinking of Puss in Boots from the Shrek.
Risky in Boots. Yeah, it was fun, and the final boss fight I thought was well done. They do a good job in this one of, maybe it's because they have a little more power releasing it on like consoles and PS4 or PC and PS4 and stuff like that. Because they do it in the main, I don't want to say a hub world, but like your home world where the shops and where you take all your quest stuff back to. They make it so it's kind of like a carousel. So like as you're moving to the right and left, the background scrolls like around a circle, and that's kind of how the last boss fight works too. And that's kind of cool visually, just to mix up the 2D stuff a little bit. But yeah, I had fun with that. That was a quick little thing though. And then I've been playing a little bit of Grown Up now that it is one of the free Xbox games for gold games this month. I turned that on yesterday, and I really like that game because that's a game that I can just put on and listen to a podcast and mess around with. Now, some of my concerns
this is the newest one, right?
Yeah, this is the newest one.
What was the other one called then?
Grow Up or Grow Home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was looking at that earlier when I typed it, and I was like, that doesn't look right for some reason. But yeah, it's either Grow Up or Grown Up. Is it Grown Up? I think it's Grow Up, actually. Yeah, so far I'm having a good time with it, but it is... What's that?
I think it was Grow Home.
Yeah, it was Grow Home, and this one's Grow Up. It is a little bit like we did this already. Like, there, so far, there's not really anything new and interesting about it, and that's what a lot of the first game. That's a lot of the reason I liked it. Like, it was new and different. You didn't have games where it was like a drunk little robot and you had to use both hands.
That's exactly independently.
And this one so far is just kind of more of the same thing. They do add the mechanic of you can now pick up different plants and stuff around the environments. Like, you can get a mushroom and you can bounce on the mushroom to get higher. There's like taller, like beanstalk sort of mushroom that you can climb up. And there's all sorts of cactuses. There's a whole bunch of other plants. But you go up to them, you grab them, and then you press the X button on the Xbox controller, and it goes into your backpack. So from then on, you can just throw out those plants wherever you want, which is a cool little mechanic, but I haven't actually found myself using that pretty much at all. And maybe that's to my detriment, but so far I've been doing all right. It's more of the same, though. There's a tall beanstalk in the middle. It has offshoots. And you're trying to move, you grab those offshoots and then you can control them as they grow. And you want to point them into the islands that have the power or juice or whatever fluid that'll make the center stalk even taller. And then you eventually get up to the top and something's there. And this one, you're collecting different ship parts because your ship blew apart at the beginning. And yeah, like it's just more of the same, which I think was one of my concerns when I saw that they announced it. I was like, oh, cool, another one of these, but it's another one of these, and we already saw that. And the charm of the original one was that it was new and fresh, and this wasn't something that Ubisoft would typically do. They don't really experiment like this, And now this one's just like, oh, the first one was successful, so Ubisoft is going to make another one. That makes perfect sense. Instead of maybe taking that development team and giving them something else new that they could work on, or just letting them do whatever they want. Maybe they did want to do another one of these. I don't know. But yeah, that's kind of my take on that.
All right. I got a question. What's the story with this?
So you're flying around in your spaceship bored playing against your computer who was in the first game. If you remember, it was Mom, yeah. M-O-M. And then you like hit an asteroid field or something and she gets blown apart and now her pieces are scattered all over the planet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you're trying to climb around and that's mostly what you're doing is looking for the pieces of the spaceship to put that back together.
And that's it?
That's it?
All right. So, I've been playing some more Warhammer, Dawn of War, the Winter Assault expansion from the first game, mm-hmm. and I finished the good guys, which is the Elder and the Imperial, which are the humans.
Don't tell me who the good guys is. The orcs are the good guys.
Yeah, well, they don't really say good guys, but I'm just saying they... Because they're real humans on that side. I'm just always going with the humans.
I know your stance on humankind, Dominic. I get it.
So, in the Elder, I like the Protoss. Like I said before, I can't remember who the race was called, but they're called the Elders. Mm-hmm. The Elder or whatever. But then on the other side, I'm playing those guys, the Orcs and the Chaos or something. The Chaos are humans, but they've been tainted with something which is not explained in the game. It's something of the lore of Warhammer, which I have not looked into. You do start as the Orcs when you're actually attacking other Orcs, so you're trying to build your own, but you're trying to build your clan up. And you play as one of these orc leaders, and for you to build your clan, you have to destroy their flag. When you destroy their flag and plant your flag, they're part of you. And that's the way of the orcs. being very, they're very sensitive about flags. I'm like, what? Just because they're playing a flag, you're just going to join them? I mean, what the hell? Anyway, you also, I am at the point where I am playing as the Chaos now, and you're fighting with the orcs. So I don't know if you ever joined together, just like they did with the Eldar and the humans, where they had like a truce for a moment, but then they went their way, separate ways. But yeah, so I'm just at like mission 3 or 2, I forget what it was, and I'm fighting the orcs now. But back to the Elder storyline, because I finished the human one the last podcast, but the Elder one, it almost seemed like that was a decent ending, because not all the humans died. Mm. It seemed like all the Eldar did die, but like there is a true ending, because there is another expansion that's actually a sequel to this one. I could not find for the life of me online when does this expansion take place? Does this Winter Assault take place after the original campaign or not? I couldn't find it nowhere. Tell me that.
Oh wow!
Because it seems like I see a guy who I supposedly should have killed in the original game, but I don't know. Maybe they just look the same. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so maybe it could be like a prequel or something.
Yeah, but I couldn't find what it is, and it's pissing me off. After that one, I believe it's called, is it Dark Crusade, I believe it's called? I forget. But, I'm really enjoying it. I love the different factions. Like, the difference, it means a lot of differences between this and StarCraft or Warcraft. Well, StarCraft is probably better compared to. There are more, because StarCraft is only 3 races. I think Warcraft 3 ended up being a lot of races. This one has about 4 that I know of, the ones I named. Mm-hmm. And I never played them. In the original campaign, you only played as the humans. So I never played as the orcs or the Eldar or the Chaos. So they are different. So I'm trying to learn, like, what the abilities they have, I sometimes have to figure out, I mean, it's easy to figure out, kind of, like, which ones were, like, the barracks, without their version of the barracks or whatever, to build their soldiers, and where you build the armory to build up your weapons, whatever, like that. You can figure it out. But some things are different, like the Eldar can teleport their buildings. If you build like a teleporter and you build a teleporter somewhere else on the map, yeah. Like if your buildings get in trouble, like they're getting attacked or something, you feel like it's too overwhelming, you can teleport it to another location. Mm-hmm. It'll take time, but hopefully they don't destroy it before it gets there. Right. So I can see that, like, multiplayer wise, like, yeah, picking each race can be it can be interesting. Like, you can, which ones you want to pick. Like, there's definitely a distinct difference between them. I mean, just like StarCraft it is also, and so Warcraft 3. Which I'm curious how well Warcraft 3 has done online in Battle.net. I mean, you don't really hear much about it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I didn't hear about any Warcraft 3 tournaments, really. Well, definitely, if they are going on now, they are very underground. That's it. They're not even shown on Twitch.
You heard about this thing called Dota?
Yeah, exactly. And it seems like that's what it is. I mean, like I said, I'm not so into the multiplayer aspect of strategy games, so I wonder why didn't that click, but StarCraft still kept going. Yeah. What else have I played? I went back to playing some Mario 3D World. Was like, let me go ahead and finish that. So, yeah, I've been playing some. I'm on the fourth world now, I believe. Yeah, I just finished the third world. Actually, no. I'm on the fifth world, I believe. Yeah, I'm on the fifth world, because I finished the third world, and I finished the fourth world. Yeah, I faced two boss battles. And, man, they're really fun. Those boss battles can be pretty fun. I mean, the level design is great. I mean, it's a Mario game, and they do a good job. And, yeah, like I was telling you before, it doesn't feel like a game where you have to have four people. It feels like that's just a plus. It does feel like it could be single player.
I like that.
And also, if you keep losing, they will give you, like, a special cat suit, which you like, invincible. Because I kept dying at one point. And then I got this cat suit. I was like, oh, why my cat suit white? Because I never got it before. I was like, hey, my cat suit's white now. And then things just start bouncing off of me. Like, it was like giant bullet bills just shooting at me. And it just bouncing off. I was like, oh.
I got off.
So I could swear I missed that jump. So I missed the jump again. And say, like, boop. It's a Dallas. Oh, okay. So that was cool. Now I want that suit all the time. So now I'm going to purposely die just so I can get there that suit. What else have I played? I finished XCOM, the main story. Which, I mean, that is the end of it, the game, because I don't think I can play. Yeah. It's all like, oh, yeah, you can keep playing afterwards. I don't know. It wouldn't make sense. But It's all right. I should not have played with cheats. It actually did ruin it for me because I finished that game way too fast. I was like, man, this is definitely going a lot faster than the first one. Story wise is all right. I wish there was more story beats though. I do wish there was more story beats to this. Maybe that expansion would help. But there were other story expansions before this one was about to come out, right?
I want to say yes, but maybe that was just all like the bug fixes and stuff that I'm thinking of.
I think I know there was stuff like you can get weapons and of that nature. I know the same thing.
Yeah, I think I'm just confusing it with that. It's just the new stuff, the War of the Chosen.
Yeah, I guess the big one is the one that's coming out later this year. Yeah, I guess I'm waiting for that. And then I probably won't play with cheats and play like a real person. But it's a good game. I believe it's better than the first one. I'm trying to remember how it ended. It was a good ending. But still leaves it open. I mean, like, not really open, but it's not like, oh, one side definitely won, you know? I mean, it leaves that door open for more either expansions or another XCOM 3. Yeah. And I also been playing some more Persona 5. I am now in the month of December. And I'm going after this politician. Now, going to his Persona world, but he's pretty clever because he knows about the Persona world, so he does have some defenses in there in his head, or world, I don't know how they do that, just their soul or whatever. what they call it, the palace. But yeah, it was a weird twist. Well, it wasn't really weird, but it was a twist that did happen. Right before this, that was like, I kind of knew it, but didn't. It was weird, but it was all right. But now I'm getting to the point, because I put a lot of hours in this game. Like, the hours on my time for my save is not right, because sometimes I leave my PlayStation 4 on. I mean, eventually shuts off, but it's not right. I probably should shave off maybe like 40 hours from what I have up there.
Wow.
So if I shave off 40 hours, I put in more than 100 hours in here, in this game. But people always hear, they said they beat the game in 100 some hours. Like, what the fuck did y'all do then? Did y'all not do a lot of side stuff? I was like, because I'm playing on easiest level. I should be being there super fast, faster than you guys. I don't know. But I'm at the point where the dialogue is killing me now. And really? not the voice acting, the actual dialogue, because it is very anime, and it's people, we're going after this guy, like I said, the politician, and he did, a spoiler alert, he did try to kill me, and and he's going to eventually come after us, I mean, the rest of the group. I mean, because he thinks I'm dead, but I'm not. But they know they're going to be in trouble too. So it's like, we got to get this guy. And plus, he's bad for the country because he's going to destroy this country. He's going, whatever. So you always do an investigation for the palace to see how it is and everything. And everybody's all talking like, hey, we got to stop this guy, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So we did a little investigation. Then we say, okay, that's it for today. We'll come back and then we'll go ahead and go into the palace, his palace. So as I, before I went to sleep, a friend called me and said, man, you know what? After we did that investigation, I decided that, yeah, I think we should take him down. I'm thinking like, at what point in the story was it that you were undecided on this? Because based on everything we said, it was like, no shit, we were going to take him down. Yeah. And that character, Ryuji, I think it was all like, yeah, we got to stop him and stuff like that. So why this conversation doesn't even make any fucking sense that we're having right here. Like he just came like he was in a crosshairs. Like, I don't know, we should take him down. He never said that. And that's not even his character. So for him to say that, it doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Like, why are you saying this? And even when in between, like, going to somebody's palace to take him down, sometimes you keep getting messages of people talking about how, like, oh, this guy's terrible. This guy's horrible. It's like, why do you keep repeating yourself? We know he's bad. We know he's horrible. Okay, we're going to go get him. And then, like, with the politician, because they believe they took down the Phantom Thieves. We call the Phantom Thieves. And everybody was on our side, but then they changed it around that we were the bad guys and they took us down. He said he's against them, and so everybody, all the public is on his side, saying the Phantom Thieves are bad and blah, blah, blah. So then every day, sometimes I get messages from people saying, oh, we hear people talking about the Phantom Thieves, how they're bad and wrong. And then we're seeing this politician, because the election's coming up, and people are really buying into it. I said, why are they buying into this? Why are they believing him? It's like, you know why. I mean, we just said why, because he's lying to them. They don't know. It's like, they don't know us. So, I mean, it just gets to keep repeating themselves. It's just, like in other animes and how they, and plus exposition also. It's so horrible. Like, they keep explaining, like, they will explain things that's so obvious. Like, it's so obvious to me. It's like, why don't you see it? Mm-hmm. It doesn't, that's what I'm getting the point of now. It's like, it's not the game, really. I mean, it's the game, but it's the whole anime culture of how they do things. They have people sometimes act really stupid. And I hate that. Like, they see things that's so obvious and, like, they ask questions because they're trying to, almost like they're trying to explain it to you. So they have this guy ask a question when it's like, no, don't do that. I say, I don't know. I'm at the point where I want to finish the game, but it's the dollars was really making it me get close to that point. Yeah. It's like, okay, guys, I need to say, I believe I am close to the end though, because I think it's like a year, so I'm in December, which is so funny because I feel like I'm close to the last boss. Well, we consider a boss like in video games. Like, it seems like this is the biggest score, but I'm like, wait a minute, I know they're supposed to do some things around Valentine's Day, so I guess there is going to be a twist that happens where, you know, that's not the big, maybe he isn't a big guy. I don't know. Yeah. But, I mean, it's overall the game is all right. I mean, if you're into anime and things of that nature, you're going to be okay with it. That's always been my problem with anime, is exposition. Exposition was always the horrible thing, or the characters doing things that's acting to me so dumb just to explain it to the audience.
Right.
For the audience to understand, where I think the audience will already, they already know. Other than that, that's it. So I guess we'll take a break and we get to the gaming news.
And we're back. Time to talk about some gaming news. All right, Dominic. So earlier in the week, Oculus announced that they are temporarily lowering the price for 6 weeks of the Oculus Rift and Touch controllers to $399 for the set of them, because currently they're still coming in two separate boxes.
Okay.
On Amazon Prime Day, Amazon was offering that bundle along with a $100 gift card, which was an incredible deal. And then after this price drop expires, they are keeping the price lower at $499 as opposed to $699, so the price
of a which it
PlayStation was. PlayStation VR. And that will be a singular bundle that includes the headset and cameras and controllers in one box, and will remove the Xbox One controller and the Oculus remote that it previously came with. Now that the Oculus is down to the price of the PlayStation VR, how tempting is the PlayStation VR to you?
Well, I got over that. I wasn't going to get one.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, because when I heard that, I don't. What did I hear? Oh no, because of the controls. The controls just weren't good enough for me. I want the Move controller, and I want something not just a regular controller too. Like not just a basic PlayStation 4 controller. I want something like the Oculus Touch controller with that absolutely thing. So but the Oculus, like I told you before, because when you say you saw the bundle, I already saw the bundle too when I was just looking online, and it's not for me. If I want to get one, it's going to be wireless. I'm going wireless, and
yeah,
I have the minimum specs. I don't want just the minimum specs. I need something more if I'm going to get something of this nature. So it's just, for me personally, I have no interest.
Right. Yeah, I was teetering on the verge of getting this when they had the $100 gift card attached to it, and I just didn't pull the trigger in time because I was thinking it was an entire day deal. Typically, Amazon does the little thing where it'll tell you how many people have claimed that offer if it's something that's temporary.
Yeah, they usually
do that. They did not in this case, so I was like, I'll keep looking at it and going back to it and not buying it and then coming back to it, and eventually I'll probably just click yes. And I was actually about to, and it was like, yeah, this thing's not in your cart anymore. It's not available. And I was like, well, fuck. And then, of course, I spent a good bit of the day checking back every now and then. And apparently it did come back, like, right after I went to bed for, like, 10 or 20 minutes or so. But, so I missed out on that. Now, I'm still looking every day to see if maybe somebody has another deal that's similar or something. because now they've got me thinking about it. And, you know, you and I have been talking about it because I also really am starting to get the itch to get a Switch, and they are starting to become a little more available. And I know that I would probably spend more time with a Switch, especially since it's a portable. I enjoy having things like that. Like, I like playing my Vita a lot because I can just pick it up and put it down and do whatever as I need to. I'm not stuck to a computer screen or stuck to a TV screen. But the Oculus is just like a new experience, and playing the games that we did at PAX, it's like, I'd really like to play some more of those things. You know, the American Dream, that should be out in full later this year, I believe. Or maybe it's early next year, I can't remember. But there's games like Robo Recall that I would really like to play some more of. And also, like, the creative stuff, like Medium and stuff like that. And I haven't really looked into it as far as what they're doing with, like, the Unreal Engine editor, because I know they showed off at one point, like, oh, this is how you can do it in VR, and that kind of stuff I would also like to play with. But I do know that if I purchase this, it would probably end up on a shelf at some point for longer than I would like it to for how much it costs. So that's one of the reasons I haven't, because even at $399, like you said, you're comparing that to a PlayStation VR. It's, you know, that's a really good price, but I can't justify it to myself. But it's good on them that they've finally gotten down to the price that that people were kind of hoping for after that Kickstarter went through and Palmer Luckey came out and said, oh yeah, it'll be in the same ballpark as that Kickstarter and things like that. And then shit just exploded.
Yeah.
Now I wonder where Vive goes, because you already have the Vive out there. It, you know, now it costs pretty much twice the amount for not much more, because Oculus does finally have the controllers. It kind of has the room scale stuff that Vive has. It maybe not the same level without buying possibly a third camera for the Oculus, which is what I'm hearing gives you that full fidelity. But they're also now, like, selling a audio strap for another $100 that adds the functionality of having headphones built in, so you don't need an extra pair over your headset. And it's apparently a more comfortable, like, head harness thing, more akin to the Oculus's. And it's like, how can, like, it's at a certain point, you need to just make that the standard of your headset. You can't be selling people on a $799 headset and controller combo and then also try and sell me a $100 head strap afterwards.
Yeah. That is, wow.
Yeah, so I'd like to see how HTC responds to this. I also wonder if this means that they've gotten production costs down low enough that they would be then looking at making another revision of this, making a new version. Are we going to see, you know, generation 2 of the Oculus Rift next year? And that's another thing that maybe makes me think, you know, maybe this is not the time to buy it. You know, the full games like Fallout and Oblivion aren't out yet, so, you know, we can hold off till then. And Resident Evil's not even been ported over to the PC yet, which is another one of those games that I would really like to play, and I would preferably at least try out first in VR. Like, I want to get that experience before I decide, like, oh no, I just want to play this game regular, but I would like to try it in VR first. And that's not going to be available on PC for what seems like at least a little while longer. Yeah. Any other thoughts on the Oculus, Dominic?
Not really. Yeah, I'm damn curious about that, what the reason it is for the price drop.
Mm-hmm.
like that significantly. That's significant. So, yeah, it was a, like you said, another revision or cost has just gone down. But I don't. But the Valve, since the Valve hasn't done anything, I'm like, what's... I'm gonna compare the sales of that and the Valve. Like, what has sold more? Which one has sold more? And I still want more games. So I want to hear some other games for these systems.
I'd also be interested to see what Vive ends up doing with those new controllers that they have when those come out.
When are they supposed to come out?
Pretty interesting. I don't think they've been given a date at all. I think the only thing we've really seen of them is like technical prototypes. But those actually measure all of your fingers. Like the Oculus can kind of get a judge of, I think it's like your thumbs, because they can tell if your fingers are on the buttons or not. And then maybe your pointer and middle fingers. But the new, what they're calling Vive Knuckle controllers, actually track your entire hand. And I think, you know, that'd be pretty cool, because getting more immersed is the word I was looking for there. More immersed into VR, like you're going to want to be able to grab things and feel like you're actually grabbing things and being able to open your hand and close your hand around a thing, and that seems like that would just add another level. You know, Vive started out as having the better controller over the Oculus Touch, but then from my experience, at least playing with it at PAX, it seems like those Oculus controllers are the superior way of doing that stuff right now, and then maybe this is one step further. So like to see how that turns out. All right, speaking of some other VR stuff, Superhot VR, as well as Superhot Original Flavor, is coming to the PS4 this coming week on July 19th.
That's good, especially for PSVR people. They get it.
Exactly.
People consider one of the best VR games.
Mm-hmm. Also coming out on this Tuesday to a new console is What Remains of Edith Finch. That is coming to the Xbox One on July 19th.
I can't believe it. I thought it was just going to stay away from the Xbox.
I thought that was like a PlayStation game for some reason.
No.
Made by like a third party or a first party or something.
That's what PlayStation wanted you to think. They got you.
Yeah, they did. They totally did. I had no idea. When I saw this, I was like, wait, that doesn't seem right.
I think, did it come on PlayStation first, or they still come at the same time as PC?
I think it came out on, that's what I was checking, because I didn't remember it coming out on the PC, but it is.
Yeah, I don't remember it coming out on PC, to be honest with you.
April 25th, so I think that's the same time the PlayStation version came out. Yeah, they totally had me fooled into thinking that was a PlayStation-only game. And some other release date news, Nidhogg 2 has gotten a release date, and this one will be exclusive, at least for now, to PS4 for consoles and PC, of course, as well. And that will be coming out August 15th. I really enjoyed what I played of that game at PAX, but it's a game that you gotta have people over your house, and I just don't have that very often. So those couch competitive games. Exactly. Maybe one day they will. Just like What Remains. All right. And then the shot to you, Dominic, as a PlayStation owner. Ni No Kuni 2 has been delayed from November 10th to January 19th, 2018.
I just want to play the other game without having PlayStation Now. Yeah. And hooking up my damn PS3 and getting like a cheap copy of it.
So you want a remaster?
I don't need it to be remastered. Just port it over.
I was going to say, I feel like that game, the art style of it, doesn't necessarily need remastering. It looks so
60 frames per second art style.
There you go. And then in some Destiny news, Sony is again doing a Destiny bundle, this time with Destiny 2.
I should have waited to get PS4 with this.
Yeah, you could have got a PlayStation Pro, a white one, for $449, coming out September 6th, with a 1 terabyte hard drive, and it will also include the game, of course, and it will include the expansion pass, and some other premium digital content, which probably means, like, dances and shit.
Yeah.
So, if you were looking for a white PlayStation 4, then this is what you got. This one actually, from the picture that I saw, does not have any weird emblems or things on it. It's just a straight up white PS4, unlike the PlayStation 3, which had like the gold accent diagram universe thing that the original Destiny one had. Yeah. Any thoughts on Destiny, Dominic? That beta, I think, is starting soon as well.
Yeah, but when is it so that everybody can play it? Not just the people who pre-ordered.
I'm going to go with never.
You think they're really never not going to let it
open? They will. They'll open it at some point. Beta open date. Let's see. See what US Gamer has to say here. Okay, the Destiny 2 beta will then open up for Xbox One. Okay, it opens up on PlayStation 4 July 18th at 10 a.m. Pacific. And then Xbox One pre-order purchasers a day later on July 19th before opening up to everyone, no matter if they have pre-ordered the game or not, on July 21st at 10 a.m. Pacific time. The beta will end on July 23rd at the same time. So next weekend, you will get an opportunity to play Destiny 2. Are you excited about that, Dominic?
Wish it was this weekend. So I'm actually off.
Ah.
Doesn't matter. I'm going to play a couple hours of it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do want to try it out. I do want to see if my convictions of it will change.
Nope. It's going to come out and have half the content it should, and then a year from now they'll release more content, and then a year after that they'll finally release the entire game the way it should have been released in the first place.
I mean, I was looking at some of the IGN playthrough of it, because they got some exclusive behind the scenes with it. Game Informer lost out. But
after they gave them the cover,
it's just nothing that's really catching me, that's making me go for it. So hopefully playing it will change my mind. So I guess I'll see.
Yeah. All right,
so what else we got? Oh, but you know what? Speaking of like multiplayer games, but I'm really thinking about wanting to get a Monster Hunter game. Even though the Wii U one, Monster Hunter Ultimate 3 is cheap. It's off of $20. And the Monster Hunter 3, I think it's Ultimate 3. I don't know if it's Ultimate 3 or just 3 on 3DS was pretty cheap too. Now, 4 is still close to regular price. I think it's only $30, though. So it's not... I don't know how much it cost when it first came out. Probably 40-something. But, I mean, I heard that... I mean, Monster Hunter fans, they say that's great. That's probably one of the best ones. Except for the legendary PSP one that only came out in Japan, which doesn't matter because they come out here. Because I do want to try it. I do want to give it that game a chance to see how good it is. And for what I've looked on forums, people have asked the question, like I asked, if I want to play a lot of it by myself, or to play, I'm going to play alone most of the time because I don't have any friends to play with. Mm-hmm. Is it good? And a lot of people said, yeah, you can. It is possible to do that.
Oh, wow.
So,
That's good, then.
I want to try that. See. But I'll be scared to pay $40-some and then I realize, oh, my God, this game sucks. And I just lost $40.
Right.
And I could have got 2 McDonald's meals. No, 4. I'm sorry. Like $10. 4.
I was going to say, meals. Goodness gracious. I thought we were talking about 5 Guys meals here for a second. That would be 2 5 Guys meals.
So, yeah, I would rather lose 2 McDonald's meals without paying 20.
Yeah.
But I do want to try it out, because I do want to see, and then by that I can see if I'm interested in the Monster Hunter Worlds when it comes out. I mean, that can be my destiny.
You're going full Japanese on us, Dominic.
Yeah. All right, any other... Oh, shucks. Just being got up here, but the news that the new 3DS has been discontinued.
Yes, Switch wins.
They have stopped the production of it. But that's just the new 3DS, not the new 3DS XL.
Ah, that's how they get you.
Not even the regular 3DS XL. And
still pumping those out.
And too. Not, of course, not just the newly released in America. I don't know what it released in Japan, but the 2DS. Yeah. New 2DS XL. The fucking names, I swear.
I can't wait for the next handheld console, the newest 2DS.
Yeah. So, it's still going, but it... I mean, you think about it, it makes sense, because... That's the better product. It's the big, is the 3DS one. It's like it's the and if anybody wants the smaller one, they'll get the 2DS, the new 2DS. People who want it probably got it, so it probably doesn't make sense.
I guess
for production
to
keep going.
It was kind of weird when they first, because when they first came over to America, they only released the new 3DS XL, right? And I remember people being like, "Oh, I wanted the smaller one."
Yeah, that's right. That was the one. Yeah, I knew one of those. I didn't know which one it was that did that. Yeah, it had to be that one. Yeah. See, I wanted a smaller one.
Because I remember people talking about like importing them and stuff because they wanted the smaller one. I was like, "Oh, well, okay. I'll be over here with the bigger one. That's fine."
Yeah, exactly. Bunch of weirdos.
It's a little weird that maybe they don't have a smaller version for littler hands.
Screw those little hands.
I mean, I guess the 2DX or the 2DS.
You stick with your old system.
If they're still making that.
You stick with the old one.
But that one doesn't fold. That's the only problem I see with that one.
That was crappy, yeah. I'm just saying stick with the, regular 3DS.
Right.
Or man up. Man up and get the big one.
They don't fit my kids' cargo shorts. Speaking of DS games, did you play any of Ever Oasis?
I still haven't. Have you?
No, okay. No.
Yeah, I totally forgot about the game. Maybe I might play on my day offs.
Oh, there's a demo. I'll have to download that. So you got any other news, Dominic?
Is there?
I know you mentioned to me that the Final Fantasy Power Ranger suits are coming soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know you mentioned that before, but Power Rangers were angry.
Yep. I mean, admittedly, like, those things do look pretty similar to the new movie suits, which aren't very good, so, yeah. I'd be angry, too, since they look slightly better, probably.
This is later this month, and they give a specific date. So, let's say July 31st.
There you go. I was going to say July 32nd.
done. It's so weird that I had no interest in playing this game. Like, none at all.
No?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm just waiting for a peak. If they put it on PC, my interest will peak.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because I'm not hearing anything from people, like reviewers, while like the reviews of the game when it first came out, that really just grabbed me. Like, I'm more interested in playing Final Fantasy XII The Zodiac Age. I really want that. I wish it was on PC. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of wanting to get on consoles. Well, console. It's just on PS4. But I just want to hear them slip it out saying Final Fantasy XII is going to PC. Even though I think they got
Seems so obviously that that's going to happen at some point, right? But
both of them, which I'm mad. I'm like, trying to do what they did with like the 7. So it's come out the same time they announce it.
Yeah.
Like the other 7, you remember? Before they did the remake 7.
Yeah, cell phone version of 7 that came out later.
No. You remember the PC one? They said, oh, Final Fantasy 12, I mean 7, is coming out on PC. No, my fault. PlayStation. It was PlayStation.
Yeah.
And
but that was like the newer like cell phone port version, right? Because some people were complaining about how that one was slightly different.
I thought it was the PC. I thought it was like closer to the PC version.
Yeah.
Not the newest PC version, like the.
Yeah, because it had like the quick leveling and things like that, right? I thought for some reason that was something that was like based on the phone thing or something, because people had complained about it. I'm probably just thinking.
But wrong, no, but there is a phone. The phone one, I know it came on Steam, like, what was it? 6 and shit like that. People didn't like that. And it did come out. I mean, it said it was going to come out soon, and it didn't come out too soon. It came out later, and I don't know. Yeah, is anybody even playing that? I don't know. They announced that. And then that finally did come out. And then now we're still just going to wait for 7. And that's not going to come out till 2030. Somewhere like that. But I don't know. Maybe they're just waiting before they can announce it. Like maybe a few months later it'll come out. Maybe they want to have it ready then.
That's what I'm saying. Telling you, PlayStation Experience. That's where they're going to announce the PC versions of these games. They're going to say, we've made an exclusive partnership with the personal computer. It's going to be AMD processor exclusive.
I don't know any other news. I don't see anything else.
All right.
Releases. Oh, Street Fighter 4 is backwards compatible. Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition is backwards compatible on Xbox One.
Got Street Fighter. Not Super Ultra... Whatever edition? Or is Arcade Edition the newest one?
I think that was the latest one.
Was it?
I think that was the latest one. Yeah.
I'm confused because I feel like they released that at least 3 times. Alright, ready for new releases?
Yeah.
Alright, you mentioned it. Final Fantasy XII The Zodiac Age is now available on the PS4. The End Is Nigh is now available on the PC. This is coming from the guys that did Super Meat Boy, and I was watching some gameplay of this yesterday, and it looks very much like Super Meat Boy, except you can't run on the walls, which makes it look like it's even harder.
Oh.
And Black the Fall is now available on the PC, Xbox One, and PS4. And I don't know if you've seen any of this game, Dominic. Have you?
No.
This looks very much in the style of Inside, but maybe set in the Cold War. There's Russian stuff going on. This is not a sequel
to Black, the shooter game by the guys who did doing the Spider-Man. My fault. No, not Spider-Man. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got Burnout. Confused. No, Burnout. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, wait, what? Yeah. But this looks like a game that could be right up both our alleys. I haven't seen too many videos of this yet, but I did. I was looking at some screenshots, and I think there was a trailer that I had seen earlier in the week, and it looks pretty cool. So that is out now.
Yeah, it definitely does look that like that.
Mm-hmm. Like, almost when I first saw it, I was almost like, this is kind of shitty. Like, you are trying to make this look like Inside. And then a little more I saw of it. It was like, okay, it's a little better.
Nah, I'm going to say they are, and they're going to get sued. They should be sued. All right. That's it?
That's it.
Damn. Yeah, it is summer.
Yep.
But that Final Fantasy XII Zodiac Age, man, that sounds good.
That could keep you busy for a while, Dominic.
Yeah, I'm so busy. I still have to beat Persona 5.
Yeah. But you never will, because it's getting too anime.
Alright, so I guess we can close it up.
Alright. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. You can check us out on Twitter. Dominic is at DinoMans. I'm at RegulusMB. The podcast is at SuperPod, SUPAPOD. SuperPod.com has links to all of the podcasts, as well as other places to listen, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music. And I think that's it, guys. See you next week.
All right, see you.